This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Show. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Chrome Digital. We still do quality E6 slide processing at chromedigital.com. Today, Jim Altersdorf, a pilot, uses airplanes to reach high above the Alaskan landscape. It would not be uncommon on any given day to find him in the trees, though. Jim specializes in creative photographic works from any geographic area or location. Highly acclaimed as an aviation photographer and writer for the nation's largest pilot magazines, his well-rounded talents also take him to the bottom of the ocean. He has an oceaneering certificate in air mixed in gas and deep underwater diving. Welcome to the show, Jim. And how are the flying conditions up in Alaska today?
Well, it's pretty frozen. Good morning from Alaska, Jack. Matter of fact, I was watching my cat out on the frozen lake. She's never seen ice, and she's chasing trout all over the place. What a photo opportunity, to say the least.
That is. I think that one of the things that we forget about is that you are so close to nature, it's actually in your backyard, isn't it?
Well, backside and front, Jack. I live right on the edge of 2.5 million acres of the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. So, there's a couple critters crawling around here.
Excellent. You can fish right off your back porch, I bet. Well, how do you use aircraft in your photography business, Jim?
Well, as you prior stated, Jack, I do a great amount of work in aviation. I first soloed, actually, 35 years ago in 1970, and I utilize aircraft to shoot mainly the air-to-airs. These magazines really enjoy having such a magnificent backdrop of the Alaskan wilds with their aircraft up close and personal.
Sure, it makes their aircraft look really phenomenal with that kind of a backdrop.
Absolutely. And the fact, too, that, you know, the visual presence in the photography has to just simply be stunning. And there are few to be compared to the great state of Alaska when it comes to that.
That's for sure. Well, we were talking prior to the show a little bit about some of the dangers. Are the skies in Alaska getting more dangerous these days for private pilots?
Well, actually, I'm in advanced pilot training as I speak. As a matter of fact, I was in class last night. They have a program the federal government has called the Medallion Program. It's the only one in the entire world. And because of the high fatality rate of Alaskan pilots, they initiated this program to have them become more aware of the potential consequences of making bad decisions here in the state.
Yeah, so you really have to keep an eye out. What do you think the one thing as a photographer doing aerial photography that a guy should remember when he's up there?
Work with experienced pilots.
Okay.
There's a note of a kind of a contradiction. You can have some very highly seasoned pilots, but if they're not trained in close-up work, in formation flying, they can be inherently dangerous. So you really have to pick and choose who you fly with.
I know some of your photographs have these phenomenal photographs of aircraft. How do you position yourself to get a shot like that from another aircraft? Do you fly around it using a high telephoto lens, or how do you do that?
Actually, I use an 80 to 200 2AED Nikon lens because it's small, it's versatile, it's a fast lens. And we actually will track a straight line. But before we actually implement any type of shooting, we have a sit-down briefing so every single person that's involved knows what's going on, and we have a great amount of talk about safety issues. So subsequently, if something does go awry, we know the procedure of which
you have a plan of action.
Absolutely.
Well, what is the number one photo that your clients request when you're shooting from the sky?
Well, I'll give you, for instance, Cessna sent up a brand-new 206 Cessna on floats, and you're talking about a $500,000 aircraft. And we, as with any company, if it's a boot company, clothing wear, or in this case an aircraft, they want the personality to match the object of which its intended use is going to be. And then they like to have it colored, in a sense of, putting it in the environment where literally there's color. So last week we were very, fortunate to have our autumn colors just absolutely at full bloom, you might say.
Well, actually, that's apparent in some of the photographs you send us. Let's take a look at those. If you're in your car when you get home, go to FOTOMALL, photomall.com. That's my page for the show. And you'll see some samples on the front page. Jim is also a regular, so he's in our Jack's Photo Gallery Hall of Fame, and if you click on one of those and go to some of Jim's pictures, we can see some of the autumn colors. And in that first shot, we have some really outstanding leaf change colors, and it shows that you're as comfortable on the ground, Jim, as you are in the air.
Well, Jack, you got to shoot fast when you're up in the air like that, because you're doing a minimum usually of 90 miles an hour to 100 miles per hour, and I'll take the door off or at least have the window open if the aircraft of whatever I'm shooting allows me to do that. One of the secrets behind all of that, though, is to shoot at a fast shutter speed, and anything less than 1/500 of a second, you're going to have a little bit of a problem because of vibration. You know, up in the air, it's extremely violent. You can't sit still up there. You have all of the axis of pitch, roll, and yaw, forward speeds, turbulence, all those kind of the getches in photography.
Yeah.
And so it's really nice to have a digital that I can get back into the aircraft and look real quick and go, well, I've got my exposures all set. Glares can be horrible up out of an aircraft, even when using a polarizer off of the lakes or the glaciers, ice. Those kinds of things.
I would imagine. And I'm also curious, do you set the camera on automatic, or are you manually focusing images?
It really depends. Sometimes I'll find that the camera has an incapability of doing an autofocus. But because it's so violent up there, I mean, these winds, when you open a window on an aircraft, you better have everything pretty well secured, because it's going to go flying out if you don't, including yourself.
Yeah, how can you, that's for sure, and we don't want that to happen, but what about the temperature? I mean, you're in Alaska.
Yeah, I did a shoot here a while back, and it was 35 below zero on the ground. This is for Trade-A-Plane. And so up in there doing a forward speed, if you do your computations mathematically, it's real severe. And sometimes I can use a pair of gloves, but they're going to always have to be light. So it's you're earning your dollar, let me put it that way.
Absolutely. And I cannot imagine trying to hold on to the equipment and focus and then fight the elements of an aircraft. That's pretty amazing.
Well, especially when we're doing the air to airs of the aircraft. I mean, you're talking something very expensive, two trained pilots, two airplanes, and some of these things can go up to, you know, $400-$500 an hour per aircraft for rental. And or more. And so subsequently, everything has to be in order. Everything has to be set. I take the door off. I take the co-pilot seat out. I put a harness on, and I sit opposite of the pilot. So now I'm afforded an unrestricted view, and I coordinate everything through my headset to my pilot, which then he, in turn, contacts the other pilot and tells him exactly, I want him up 10 feet. I want him up 30 feet, whatever conditions may arise.
So you do it that close. You actually tell them 10 feet, 30 feet. I mean, is it that, it's that precise?
It absolutely has to, because we need to fill the frame completely full. And if you look at some of the covers, you could pretty much count the teeth in a pilot if he's smiling of the plane I'm shooting. And the interesting thing, though, is they can actually see the shutter going off. Every time I fire, they go, oh, my God, I see you taking the pictures from the airplane. So, I'm not most of the time even maxed out on that 200 millimeter.
Well, I can see why you call this high-risk photography, along with the other elements. Now, when you're back down on the ground, I notice in Photo Mall here you have some shots of caribou, and we just heard some news recently of a guy getting gored by a deer. The caribou is probably, what, twice as big as a deer?
Yeah, that bull right there was taken out in front of my house, and he probably would go around 650, 700 pounds. So actually, you're getting close to 2.5 times larger than a big buck.
Wow, that's slightly more than me after Thanksgiving. So, 600 pounds,
yeah,
and the rack on him.
They're in full rut, or they were 2 weeks ago when I shot that picture. And as you see in the background, he has his harem there. And there were two other bulls there, younger bulls, that try to breed the females when they're in estrus. And subsequently, they're very ornery. And so this bull, when I got closer to him, he made it known to me that you better back away a little bit, buddy. And you have to be prudent in shooting any of this wildlife because they can be potentially very dangerous. And like my neighbor, he was attacked and almost killed by a bear here just probably a month and a half ago.
So leave this up to the experts, and if you're going out there, make sure you take one with you. Well, when we come back, we're going to have more with Jim Altersdorf and high-risk photography here on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. This segment of the show has been brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. We'll be right back.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
If you're an eBay seller, you already know that more images mean more qualified bidders, higher bids, and more profits. And the higher the quality of your images, the higher your profits. If you're serious about selling on eBay, then go to SlideTour.com and check out the latest technology for presenting your eBay items to their best advantage. A quality image presentation builds confidence in you, your product, and encourages buyers to purchase from you. When bidders show up at your eBay listing, SlideTour automatically starts displaying your images. And that's just the beginning of a jaw-dropping user experience that will increase your credibility to eBay shoppers. As they move their mouse over the slide presentation, they'll see a 4x magnified portion of the image. The finest details and the true quality of your items will pop out at them so they can buy with confidence. And SlideTour is easy to use and priced so competitively that it's a no-brainer. Plus, you can check it out for free. Log in to SlideTour.com. That's SlideTour.com.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out MorePhotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. MorePhotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to MorePhotos.com.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's SUTLAW.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photography studio. Go to photos, SIMILE.com, photosimile.com. Welcome back, Jim. And I was just talking during the break to our engineer here. He had a question for you. Do you ever use the GPS system up there?
No, I don't, Jack, because the problem being is, you know, we're to the avail of the elements. And so many companies will get an idea to bring their manufactured goods up here to shoot. And when they get here, they find they sit in a tent for the next 10 days because of torrential rains, or it's plummeted to 30 below, 40 below zero or something. And they're not afforded the kind of lighting and visibility that they had anticipated. So it's really what's good today. We got the area, but are we going to be able to shoot it?
Right. And that goes to my next question. I was wondering, okay, you get there. You thought you had a good day, and the weather rolls in on you. I mean, do you fly out in zero weather or bad weather?
Nope, we're down.
You're down.
There's no instrumentation that can get you off a remote lake and when you're in bad weather like that. So prudent behavior when you approach the subject is the best line of defense, you might say.
You ever been stuck out there?
As a matter of fact, we went to one place on assignment for Sea Eagle kayaks in a glacier area. It ran $1,000, actually, to fly there, and it was just a hour flight. And when we got in, I the cabin had been torn apart all by bears. There were no walls, there fortunately was a roof. And we ended up staying a little longer because of weather. But when our pilot finally did get in there, he said, "You guys are lucky, because the last guy I brought in, when we were supposed to pick him up, he says it was 26 days later before we got him out of there."
Oh my gosh!
And he had lost some weight. He was on that no carb, no eat.
I bet. Well, what happens to your equipment in a situation like that and the images you shot?
Well, fortunately, I have the presence of mind always to take a Pelican case with me. I just live by those things. And subsequently, doesn't matter if it's torrential rain, leave it outside, because it's not going to be harmed whatsoever. Ironically, though, what we've anticipated hardly ever happens, and we find that this inclement weather that we encounter really does add a great deal to the maybe the wear factors, durability, warmth. And so if you're if the image presents itself in such a manner that you're comfortable in it, or my models are, for instance, it's very much embraced, because if it works here in Alaska in these extremes, it'd be a cakewalk in San Diego.
Boy, I can imagine. Yes, it would be. That's for sure. For that reason, do you have companies asking you to test equipment up there?
They ask more than just for testing purposes. They want me to beat the heck out of it. They want me to photograph it and just tear it loose if I possibly can. And then, of course, in addition to being a photographer, we will go into meetings and I'll make suggestions of critical of saying something to the effect of, you know, we have this component that has a weakness in it and that system needs to be shorn up a bit. And then they, of course, will listen to, you know, somebody that has actually used it like that, if it's a prototype.
Yeah, there's no substitute for experience in whether it's equipment, photography, tramping around in the wilds of Alaska, and you certainly have plenty of it up there, Jim. Do you have any new projects on the books?
Jack, it seems like there's a new project and a new story behind every tree, and as a journalist, that certainly applies. So it's just it's a fodder of new experiences. The magazines on any given moment, I'll get hit. I've got a man that actually we just finished a shoot that made his own aircraft out of one.
Oh,
it was in a boneyard, and he has produced it. Actually, that's on the site on page number 2. It's a red and white. It's on page 1 there, if I can bring that up on the Internet.
I saw that.
Yeah, and so the story is going to be, I haven't written it yet, but it's going to be a two-speared story. One of the man as an airplane mechanic, and can you imagine what that guy has experienced in the wilds of Alaska with maybe a pilot that's in the wilderness calling, saying, a bear just ate
Jim,
the wing off my airplane.
Oh, my gosh. Jim, we got to run here. You know, if you could stick around for just a minute or two, when we come back, we'll have more with Jim Altersdorf. This is the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots, or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled digital photography studio allows anyone to create professional photography results. The combination of a compatible digital camera, Photosimile software, and the controlled lighting environment yield shadow-free and color-accurate images perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, enhanced business communication, and more. Just place your items inside the light box, preview and compose. Then click Snap in the Photosimile software to take the picture. Captured images are automatically sent to your PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch-saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, SIMILE.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. .ws has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new Internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
I really blew it. Big time. I didn't back up the data on my computer, and guess what happened? Yep, my hard drive crashed. Couldn't even start the computer. Every file kaput, gone, nada. Until you have a blank screen staring you in the face when work needs to get done, you can't imagine the panic I was going through. I mean, everything I need to run my business was on that hard drive. I was going crazy. And the only reason I can speak calmly about it now is that the folks at Data Mechanics were able to recover everything I lost. They're specialists, and they've been bailing businesses' buttocks from hard drive disasters for over 20 years. They got a certified clean room and hardware and software wizards who are relentless when it comes to saving your data. Now, I hope you don't need a disaster like I did to keep your backups current, but if anything should happen, contact the experts at datamechanics.com. That's data, MECHANIX.com. Now, that's all I got to say. I gotta get back to work.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix.com, home of the Deflector. For great product pictures and a snap, go to SharpPix.com. Well, Jim, I didn't want to let you go without asking you one important question that's been on the minds of a lot of people from an educational point of view. When we learn from the masters and the pros, especially somebody who's been published as much as you, you've been published a lot in magazines, and we're just trying to figure out to get a magazine cover. I mean, do you go through a selection process? Do people tell you in advance you're going to get a cover? How do you get on the cover of a magazine?
You know, the world's full of ideas. I think it's a moment in our time that, whether it's a starting out photographer or master, that the opportunities have never existed so great as they are today and in our world. And I use a little secret. I use bird dogs. And these people are full of information. And if there's an event that's occurring, I'll get a phone call and I'll say, "Hey, Jim, over here, this situation's happening. It might be interesting to you." And over the years of beating on these editors, finally they've gotten to know the name a little bit. Where when I do submit something in after a critical review, I can be pretty rest assured that I'm going to get a paycheck in the mail.
Right. Well, we love your photography. We thank you very much for coming on the show and being a part of us and sharing some of your wealth of experience with us. And until next time, thanks again, Jim.
You're welcome, Jack. My pleasure.
All right. Next, we have in the studio with us a friend of the show, Stephen Burns. He's been a corporate instructor, lecturer in the application of digital art and design for the past 10 years. He's been exhibiting digital fine art international in galleries around the world. He's the president of the San Diego Photoshop Users Group. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you for having me, Jack. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet. And I wanted to ask you right up front a little bit about Photoshop trickery and FX. What does trickery and FX and Photoshop have to do with photography?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. I started as a photographer actually almost 13 years ago, and my clients had asked me to start placing my products on a white background. I decided to delve into this whole digital creativity, and I've learned that the digital computer has pulled together every type of art form that we know as human beings, including compositing and painting and sculpture and so forth. So as I got into Photoshop, I started to play around with a lot of creative aspects of it to kind of go beyond just taking a straight photo. And many of the people who come to me to ask me questions, well, how do I improve my photos? Which is really the number one question, is how do I improve my photo? They're coming from a standpoint that they're going to go take a picture, landscape, whatever it may be, and they just want to just make it look better than what the camera is giving them.
Well, what type of trickery is involved, in using Photoshop that makes sense for a photographer?
Okay. Well, there's quite a bit, actually. One of the main ones is, especially for landscape photographers, are removing boring skies or replacing boring skies. When maybe you have a series of cloud shots in your portfolio and you want to replace your sky landscape with this new dynamic, exciting clouds. Another one is taking out telephone poles out of a scene. Maybe you got a wonderful composition of a portrait of your aunt or significant other, but you have that pole sticking out of their head.
Yeah.
One of the number one no-nos in photography. Now we can take it out with Photoshop.
Have you seen my photographs? You've been looking at my photo album, I know. Well, let me ask you this then. How does it help the creative person in the creative process? I mean, okay, so we've got a good picture and we got the telephone wires out of the picture and now we got a nice clean scenic shot. But if we wanted to go a step further and make it more artistic, how does Photoshop help us do that?
All right. Now you're talking about another group or another mentality. This particular type of personality is someone who really wants to delve into the surrealism, the fantasy. They'll go out and take a bunch of different photos, maybe a lake in one scene, a mountain in another scene, and then they will take aspects out of each one and pull them together. What you're asking me really is about digital composition. It's the whole Photoshop is it has produced a whole new breed of artists, a whole new breed of photographer.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, there's a well-known radio show out there called Coast to Coast. Art Bell, I think, started it out years ago. And a lot of these people put up photographs in a gallery on that show and, scary animals, UFOs in the sky. I mean, would you say that that's pretty easy to do with Photoshop?
Once you learn the basics, yes, it's pretty easy to do. And that's common. Taking objects from one photo, that's the basics of Photoshop, understanding how to composite imagery. Now, without going into technical detail, that is what a lot of my clients really want. That's what a lot of my students really would want to learn, is how to master compositing, which forces them to understand good composition. In order to make a good digital photo or a good digital painting, we have to understand how to compose, how to use our objects to speak to the viewer.
Okay, well, in art, it's all about speaking to the viewer. It's all about expression of emotion. And when you first create the image, you had a certain emotion. So you're telling me then when you put it in Photoshop, you can generate a whole different emotion.
If you understand composition,
Okay. So, okay, let's understand composition. What are some of the principles of understanding composition?
Well, I think one of the principles of composition is first identifying what your subject matter is. Once you've identified what your subject matter is, how do you lead the viewer's eye to the subject matter? How do you use other compositional elements that's going to complement what you're trying to say as an artist? For example, in photography, we learn one of the rules of composition is the rule of thirds.
Right.
Where to place the subject so that it becomes rhythmic and not static. Another rule of composition are leading lines or implied lines. What are some secondary objects that you can place into the frame of your scene so that it leads your eye to the very thing you want your viewer to feel and touch and understand?
So what you're really saying is that Photoshop doesn't really change the rules. It just makes them more
exactly,
beautiful.
Exactly. It gives you a greater means and more flexibility in terms of being an artist and being creative. Because now we can not only do painting on canvas, we can do it in Photoshop. We can do photography in Photoshop. We can do sculpture. We can do, compositing, but mixed media types of effects.
Collages,
yes, in Photoshop. So when we understand how to speak to our viewer artistically, which as photographers in Photography 101, we learn that through composition.
Right. Well, what is the most difficult challenge of this age of this software?
Well, I'm discovering that the most difficult challenge for most of my students is understanding that this is a language. That most people don't understand it has nothing to do with their intelligence or how smart they are, but it's a language. The more you practice the program, the more you understand the tools, the better you're going to become or more intuitive you're going to become with Photoshop.
So practice.
Yes, absolutely.
And perfect practice would come if you have a great instructor such as yourself. And you're still instructing, correct?
I am still instructing, and definitely pick up my new book, Advanced Photoshop CS2, Trickery and Effects by Charles River Media. You should be able to buy the book directly off of the San Diego Photoshop Users Group site, which is the SDS in San Diego, photoshopusers.com. And it's a link on the top of the page, and which was actually created by, the website was created by Wishick Enterprises, an excellent web company.
Yes, actually, they're going to be on the show, and we are actually going to place a link on the front page of PhotoMall to make it easy for people. My show page, FOTOMALL. You can buy Stephen's book there. Well, what is the biggest mistake you think a photographer can make, or what do you think the biggest mistake that he makes in thinking about using Photoshop and using it?
The biggest mistake that most photographers will conceptualize about the use of Photoshop is that they don't always have to take good pictures, that they don't always have to understand how to communicate to their public through good composition, good exposure. You need to understand the basics. Photoshop is going to take what you already know and enhance it.
I got it. I got that when you said the principles of composition. We don't get away from the principles. They're still the basics.
Yes.
And so the biggest mistake would be that if I take a bad picture, oh, it's okay. I can fix it up in Photoshop.
Exactly.
But in reality, if you don't have a pretty decent picture to begin with, you're not going to be able to do a lot with it in Photoshop. For instance, if it's out of focus, that's pretty difficult to change.
And that's a common question, too, that I get from students is, if my picture is out of focus, can Photoshop make it in focus? And the answer is, garbage in is garbage out.
Makes sense. That makes sense. Well, then let's flip it around. Why is Photoshop so beneficial to photographers and to artists?
Because you can do far more in this digital program than you could do in the darkroom.
Okay, well, now you just said you can't. We know you can't take a blurry picture and make it clear. But in the darkroom,
we can burn and dodge.
Burn and dodge, right?
Okay, we can do some compositing, but not as easy as in Photoshop, right? Cropping.
Mm-hmm.
In Photoshop, we can. Take any localized, minute section of a photograph and alter it in a variety of different ways. And we didn't have that flexibility with the enlarger.
Okay, so like as an example, let's say colors?
Yes.
We can enhance colors,
we can
change colors.
Correct. In the enlarger.
I'm talking about Photoshop.
In Photoshop, absolutely.
Right. We can change a color image to black and white.
Correct.
So there are a lot of things. Well, let me ask you this. How do you rate the latest version of Photoshop, the CS2, and what does CS2 stand for anyway?
Creative Suite. Adobe decided to sell us several programs in one box instead of just one. So they decided to call it Creative Suite. And this is number two. And I am absolutely ecstatic about CS2. It's a wonderful program. They have introduced a variety of new tools, one of them being the vanishing point tool, where if you're photographing with the lens, you normally have a natural perspective. Anything coming closer, it's going to be larger. Anything going further away, it's going to be smaller. But they have a new tool where you can establish a perspective and do cloning techniques that respects the perspective of the scene.
Okay, now talk English here. I mean, this the cloning technique that establishes the perspective of the scene. Okay.
If you have a window in the background,
okay,
and you wanted to take that window and copy it to the foreground, that window will enlarge as you move it to the foreground to respect the perspective of anything coming in closer is going to be larger. Anything going further away will be much smaller.
I see. So it's almost as if it was originally shot that way.
Exactly.
I get it. All right. Well, I'm learning a lot about Photoshop here today, Stephen. Can you stick around a little bit here? We have somebody coming up in the next segment, Aaron Wishick of Wishick Enterprises, that's handling your web stuff. So stay with us. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. Next up, Aaron Wishick of Wishick Enterprises. This show is syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to CorporateInternetRadio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's CorporateInternetRadio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
If you've ever needed to take a clean, sharp picture of a product without a distracting background, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background. When you take a photograph with flash, you'll get a picture with an even white background that'll make your product stand out and get noticed. You get the same floating on-air effect you see in Premiere catalogs, publications, and advertising materials.
materials. Before the deflector, it used to be a tedious, time-consuming task to set up a shoot and get the effect just right. Now you can do it in just minutes and get great results every time. The deflector is portable, easy to store, and affordable. It's perfect for photographers of any level. Editors, art departments, commercial artists, web designers, graphic artists, and marketers. Create great pictures in a flash at sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you feel like the competition is gaining on you? Do you feel unable to keep up with the latest legal, financial, and business strategies? I do. We all do. Life is hectic. Time is precious. That is why it is my pleasure to inform you of a very special free offer. The Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report features brief and informative articles needed for business and personal success. It contains excellent discounted offers for valuable products and services, and it informs you of upcoming guests and topics on the Entrepreneur Magazine Legal Show, hosted by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. And best of all, the Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report is absolutely free. You only need to visit successdna.com to sign up. Twice a month, you'll receive a confidential e-newsletter containing useful information that will make you money and keep you in the game. Sign up today at successdna.com. That's successdna.com.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to WorldwideBrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to WorldwideBrands.com now.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by the best online photography courses in the world at betterphoto.com. That's BetterPhotos.com. And next we have the co-founder of Wishick Enterprises. These are the folks that put together Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, my website. And we're pretty excited about an announcement, Aaron, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And our announcement has to do with pods. Now, what? We're not talking pea pods here. What are we talking about?
We're talking about podcasting.
Podcasting is something new. We're pretty excited about it because podcasting allows people to do what?
What allows you to take a radio show, for instance, and be able to have the ability to download it every week automatically without having to do it on your own. You don't have to go to the archive. You can just have it update automatically and listen to it on the fly.
Fantastic. Well, Aaron, your phone is breaking up a little bit. Thanks for coming on the show and making that announcement. You do a great job on the website every week. And anybody who wants to email me or Aaron about the website, if you have some ideas, we're always looking for creative ideas. You can email Aaron at shutterbug@photomall. Right, Aaron?
Absolutely. And also we can go into more detail about podcasting soon.
Yes. Why don't you come back next week and let's go over all the details of how they can actually do this. Can you do that?
Oh, sure.
That would be great. And maybe you can bring that the good-looking man you're married to and your partner in business there, Matthew.
Absolutely. He'd love to talk about podcasting.
Okay, great. I'm pretty excited about it. I want to learn more about it. So next week, stay tuned. Aaron and Matthew will be on the show to tell us more about podcasting. See you next week, Aaron.
All right, bye-bye.
So meanwhile, back in the studio, we're talking to Stephen Burns. I almost called you David Burns. Sorry, Steve. It's not like we don't know each other. Doing this, what, 3 years now together once
just
in a while?
Just about.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, too, you're also an active member and have been a participant in SeaGraph. And I'm sure that SeaGraph is coming up again. Can you tell us dates and location?
Well, I don't have the dates offhand, but the next SeaGraph event here in San Diego will be in 2007. It's usually around July is when SeaGraph is happening. The next one in 2006 is going to be in Boston.
Oh, okay. And that is for, well, of course, we're heard worldwide here. So, and the type of subject matter covered at SIGGRAPH is Photoshop and other things.
Exactly. SIGGRAPH stands for Special Interest in Graphics. And it's the nation's largest digital technology and digital arts convention. And what they're doing is they're marrying technology and the artistic aspects of what this technology can produce. It ranges from 2D applications to 3D applications or interactive technology using computer science. It's a wonderful convention. Many of the, most of the software producers, whether 3D, Photoshop, Painter, they're all there at the conventions. So it's a place where you not only get to network with the companies that make the software, but you actually get to use the software, get instruction in the software, watch presentations.
And then on a local level, you're also involved in the San Diego Photoshop Users Group.
That's correct.
And people get to use things there. To tell us a little bit about your organization.
San Diego Photoshop Users Group is exactly what it means. It's an enthusiast of Photoshop users, but we're about 2,000 members large here in San Diego. We have great presenters, presentations at the first Saturday of every month from 12 noon to 3. Go to the website, SD, as in San Diego, PhotoshopUsers.com, and you can take a look at the next meetings, the dates, and so forth. But we've had presenters there like Jack Davis, who is the author of the Photoshop Wow series books, Sherry Pendarvis, who's also, she's the author of the Painter Wow series books, Colin Smith, who also writes a series of books in Photoshop and web design. Colin Smith is the owner of PhotoshopCafe.com. So we have some top-notch presenters in the group. There are three-hour presentations on how to use Photoshop. But every presentation is from a different artist, from a different perspective as to how they use the program to be creative. So you're going to learn very quickly with the group that there's a variety of visions out there in this new business.
And we'll get the answers to a lot of our questions about the use of Photoshop. Thanks once again for coming on the show
today,
Stephen.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
We'll see you again next time. And thank you. And thanks to all my guests today. This has been the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. The show is syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you've ever needed to take a clean, sharp picture of a product without a distracting background, check out the Deflector from Sharpix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background. When you take a photograph with flash, you'll get a picture with an even white background that'll make your product stand out and get noticed. You get the same floating on-air effect you see in Premiere catalogs, publications, and advertising materials. Before the Deflector, it used to be a tedious, time-consuming task to set up a shoot and get the effect just right. Now you can do it in just minutes and get great results every time. The Deflector is portable, easy to store, and affordable. It's perfect for photographers of any level. Editors, art departments, commercial artists, web designers, graphic artists, and marketers. Create great pictures in a flash at sharpix.com. That's SHARPICS.com.